This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Solana today was at the F1 media event. Is that what it was? It was like, because you got to drive in an F1 car. I saw Will Manso posted some video. He did it today as well. You got to drive in an F1 car around the track?
So it wasn't an F1 car. It wasn't, you know, like an actual F1 vehicle that Lewis Hamilton is driving. But they were McLarens, like state-of-the-art racing vehicles and street-legal racing vehicles. Bro, that was the coolest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. To drive the F1 track.
You cannot fathom, like, the power and the speed. Will Manso posted video, Crowder, and he's going to join us today, by the way. Will posted video, and he looks like he's about to throw up. He says the car is super hot. It's going incredibly fast. Like, they're not blowing air conditioning, Solana?
No. Air conditioning, no. No, I mean, maybe the AC was on, but they're not blow. Like, when I got in the car, you're wearing a helmet, a big-ass helmet that looks like, a lot of people texted me, I look like I was wearing the concussion helmet that Tua should be wearing. And, they closed the windows. You're in the car. It probably 2.5 minutes. I took video of Safed Dean was there, David Fiorenez, because there was a camera inside the car and outside. They're going to send me the video, and people who were at the event could watch the four individuals who were at the car throughout the entire event. And, one guy, one of the first people that went, he got off straight to a garbage can to start throwing
up.
Who
was it?
I don't know. It was somebody who was there covering. I'd never seen him before. It could have been
like
somebody.
Like a media guy.
Like a media guy. Yeah. There were influencers there, too. That Mr. Eats 305 guy was there. I don't know if you guys follow him.
Yeah.
That guy, I was more excited to see him. It was a who's who of media event, but to watch him eat food at the F1 media event, Mr. 30 eats 305.
I mean, that's such a funny statement on today's media world where it's ridiculous. Oh my God, Mr. Eats 305. I see that guy all the time on TikTok.
I mean, watching a food influencer eat food is, come on. It's like watching Dwayne Wade play basketball.
Yeah. our society is going to hell.
But you're just figuring this out.
it's gone to hell. We do five booms. I don't know why we do that, but we were talking about
how great would it have been if they were there. Oh my God.
It wouldn't have been great at all. It'd been a waste of everybody's time.
It would have been probably the biggest thing that ever happened to F1.
I drove with Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the NASCAR car. And that was crazy. But they have no amenities in the car. Like, the car's not – you're talking about air conditioning. The car's not made for comfort. Like, air conditioning would waste weight and time in those cars.
Well, I know that in the actual race cars. But he said it wasn't an actual F1 car, that it was just a McLaren or whatever. So I thought maybe they made them comfortable? Because I know in an actual race car, I mean, it is they don't have a steering wheel. They don't have seats. They sit on a post.
When I rode with Earnhardt, we were going like 190, and he's looking over at me, smiling, like hitting my shoulder. And I'm like, look straight. We're going 190. Like, no, don't play with me. Like, we could die right now. And we were on that NASCAR track in Nashville, I believe, somewhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, but NASCAR is a joke. We all know that. Here's the thing, though. I mean,
NASCAR, you go up on those high banks and you don't realize that the track is so banked, but you have to almost feel, I'm guessing, like you're perpendicular to the ground.
That you can't walk up it. You'd have to crawl. It's that the angle is that big.
It was, dude, I've been on a NASCAR track.
I've walked the Daytona track.
Solana, you haven't done anything. What the hell are you talking about? I was there with Dale Earnhardt.
Lift. I know what Solana's saying, but it's really bang.
I've been to Homestead Speedway several times, and Crowder, I went to EDC Las Vegas, which is on
Homestead.
That's a NASCAR track.
It's not. It's the baby puppy of NASCAR.
It's literally the last race of the year. It's a track. It's a track. I watched Post Malone a little inebriated. I watched Post Malone a little inebriated at EDC Las Vegas. His stage was on the track, and the people were standing on the track. I agree with you. It's a little steep. The way you made it sound, it's like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's not that crazy, guy.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
You don't know anything.
But you can look up the car. It was so badass. A McLaren 750. And you sit there. You're wearing a helmet. The guy's like belted in with a racing suit on. And you're kind of expecting some sort of chit-chat before he drives off. Maybe he'll ease into the track. I mean, I sat down. He said, "You ready?" I said, "Yeah." Boom. Hits it. Hit like 160. Crazy, man.
Yeah, that's scary. Will, I'm telling you, Will Manso on his video looked like he was about to vomit. Like he was visibly, you look at his Twitter, he was physically, visibly uncomfortable, nauseous.
Oh, somebody needs to check on Hal Habib for the next, I don't know, 24 hours, because poor Hal, man. He did it. Credit to him. You know, hats off to him, but he was going through it. David J. Neal did it today as well. He was a trooper. He was there.
He's been like a race car fan for the longest. Yeah. Like, that's nothing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sweat through all those little dashikis.
Come on, man.
So this train driver that has to take all you mopes out track after track, you think he wants to talk about, hey, how's your husband? Like, no, he doesn't give a damn about y'all. Hey, let me get this loop in.
He's like, I can't believe I got to do 18 of these today. And then some guy's eating a burger while he's getting in the car. Hey, Mr. Eats, sit down.
Hey, hey, Larry, next up is Alejandro Solana. Yeah, get his ass in the car. Let's get this over with.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.